A man takes his own words on video and plays them back to him. He calls that defamation. Not a lawsuit, not a correction, just a word he reached for in lowercase, no punctuation, the same day. That's the whole controversy in one sentence. A professional political commentator posted a compilation of a streamer's own past remarks, and the streamer's legal analysis was, essentially, "How dare you use my words against me?" You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, a very online feud between a CNN commentator and a Twitch streamer. Why it's tangled up with a Michigan Senate race, and why we're going to lay out exactly what was said without telling you who's right. Because frankly, neither man has proven it yet. Scott Jennings, CNN's senior political commentator and a Republican strategist, posted a video to X on August 12, 2026. Jennings is also a founding partner of RunSwitch PR, a public affairs firm based in Louisville, Kentucky, and a former special assistant to President George W. Bush, a longtime Republican operative, not a random internet commenter. He posted the video natively to X, built as a monologue-style segment around a compilation of clips. The specific venue where he recorded it hasn't been independently confirmed, so we'll describe it only as a video he posted, not as a named broadcast. The compilation is built from past clips of Hassan Piker, the Twitch streamer who goes by Hassan Abi, a former host at the Young Turks, the progressive outlet founded by his uncle, Cenk Uygur, before he went independent and became one of the platform's most watched political voices. That reach is part of why a two-sentence reply from him and a clip compilation aimed at him both travel fast online. Jennings did not caption the video gently. He wrote, "Abdul El-Sayed's best pal and campaign partner says the USA should resume lynchings against black people. Listen for yourself and understand what the socialists have in store for the black community." Per a transcript reported by Raw Story, Jennings framed it as continuing coverage he's returned to before, saying, quote, "We continue today our exploration of the radical socialist streamer Hassan Piker and telling black voters directly to listen up," arguing that if Democratic campaigns are, in his words, adopting the Piker plan of returning our country to lynchings, some of those voters might find a home in the Republican Party this fall. Piker replied the same day, in his usual lowercase, unpunctuated style, "I've never seen a more clear-cut instance of defamation than this in my entire life. Blatant disregard for the truth." Look at that objection again. He isn't claiming the clips are fake, or edited to change his meaning, or taken from someone else. His complaint is narrower and stranger than that. Playing his own past words back to him, compiled the way Jennings compiled them, amounts, in his telling, to defamation. A legal term he's using in the colloquial sense, not as notice of any actual filed claim. No lawsuit has been reported by either side as of this writing, and no public follow-up statement from Jennings after Piker's reply has surfaced either. This wasn't the first round. Back in July, according to Mediaite's reporting, Jennings told Fox News it was time to sue Piker after Piker called the network Rape TV on his own stream. So by August, these two had already built a rhythm. Piker says something inflammatory on a five-hour stream. Jennings clips it. Piker calls the clip unfair. Each round hands both of their audiences fresh material, regardless of who actually wins the exchange on the merits. What makes this round different is the target of the caption. Jennings didn't just accuse a streamer of saying something offensive. He tied the clips directly to a sitting Democratic Senate campaign, turning a Twitch controversy into an argument about who Michigan voters would be electing alongside. Here's where the story gets genuinely contested, and where Civic Intelligence is going to resist the temptation to pick a side for you. Piker's underlying clips reportedly show him sarcastically referencing, quote, a better time, when lynchings were happening, while mocking people who romanticize the past. On Piker's account, that's a rhetorical device, not a literal endorsement of lynching. The full, unedited context of that original clip has not been independently verified by this outlet. Jennings's caption presents the remark as a direct statement of what Piker wants. Piker calls the compilation a distortion. Both are on-the-record characterizations of the same footage, and we'd rather point you to the actual clips, linked on our site, than adjudicate a dispute neither side has settled with anything more than a strongly worded post. The reason this isn't just streamer gossip is Dr. Abdul El Sayed, a Democrat and this cycle's Michigan U.S. Senate nominee, who campaigned alongside Piker during the primary. That association has followed him into the general election. On NBC's Meet the Press on August 9th, host Kristen Welker pressed El Sayed directly. Does he disavow Piker? According to Mediaite's reporting on the exchange, El Sayed disavowed one specific remark, Piker's comment that America deserved 9/11, calling it a dumb statement, while also describing the repeated questioning itself as cancel culture. Notice what that answer does and doesn't do. It distances El Sayed from one specific line without disavowing Piker as a person or ending the association. Town Hall ran a piece on August 5th arguing the Piker relationship is a liability for El Sayed's candidacy. Red State followed on August 10th with additional remarks on Piker from El Sayed and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a Democrat from New York. Jennings's August 12th video isn't a standalone jab. It's the latest entry in a pressure campaign Republicans have been running against El Sayed's Senate bid since early August, betting that voters will weigh his association with Piker more heavily than his own record. The Michigan Senate race is one of the most closely watched Democratic contests of this midterm cycle, which is exactly why a five-hour streamer's old clips keep resurfacing in a campaign ad war. Nobody here gets to claim the moral high ground cheaply. A commentator built a video around old clips and used a loaded caption to do it. A streamer with a habit of saying provocative things on camera is now objecting to those things being shown on camera. Both of those statements can be true at once, and neither one tells you what Piker actually meant, four sentences deep in a five-hour stream, months or years ago. The bottom line? Scott Jennings posted a compilation of Hassan Piker's past remarks on August 12th, captioning it as proof Piker wants America to resume lynchings against black people, and tying him to Abdul El Sayed's Senate campaign. Piker called it defamation the same day. Neither side's full characterization of the underlying footage has been independently adjudicated by this outlet. What's verifiable is the documented clash itself and El Sayed's answer, distancing from one remark while declining to disavow Piker, which hasn't changed since Welker first asked him about it. We've linked both original posts, Jennings's video and Piker's reply, so you can watch the source material and draw your own conclusion, which is more than either combatant offered you. Explore every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news under Society TDS Watch. Subscribe wherever you're listening, and we'll be back with the next one.